to the Broke Bold Podcast. I'm your favorite broke host, Maciel, and today I am welcoming, drum roll. Our new co-host, JL.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I am glad to be here doing this podcast with you.
So let's go ahead and tell them what our segments are going to be about. Do you want to go ahead and take over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, self-help. Mm-hmm. A lot of relationships, a lot of, you know, self-care, mental health. We'll be bringing on guests as well. A lot of veganism, you know. Shout out to the vegans. yeah, we've been doing a lot of good things. Books. We'll be talking about books as well. Talking about our past. Just a lot. It's gonna be.
So we'll be splitting up the podcast into two segments. One's gonna be self-help, and then the other part will be a book club, and we will be picking a book every month, splitting it up and talking about it. So we're super excited. But this episode's just JL's introduction.
Just about me.
Just about him. All about him. He's got the spotlight on him. You ready?
In the hot seat.
You're in the hot seat. All right. Well, tell us about yourself. Where are you from? What do you do? Let the people know what the people want.
Oh, man. I am from St. Louis, Missouri, originally. Mm-hmm. Been down here in Atlanta for 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And I like it a lot. I really like the city down here. It's very progressive, fast-paced. Not too fast-paced, but it's pretty fast-paced. And I do like that. Compared to St. Louis, it's not as fast-paced. It's more chill. But yes, I originally came down here, to be a realtor, but decided I wanted to jump into construction, because I want to be a real estate developer. So I figured, you know, getting a construction background, real estate to me is just easy. I can sell a house like in my sleep. So I wanted to get a construction background, just kind of learn the ins and outs of different organizations, how they move, how they handle different situations. Just try to take what I can from different construction firms. That way I can like build my business and stuff like that. So that's what I do. I'm a construction manager. I've done a lot of big projects and stuff like that. Hotels, worked on Saks Fifth remodel up at what's that called? Phillips Plaza. Cool. And I also did the Osborne High School rebuild, if anybody knows Osborne High School down here. Yeah.
I don't, but that's cool.
So yeah, I've done that as well. Yeah. So yeah, a little bit about me. I like to take long walks in the park. yeah, I mean, there's not much to me. I don't know. You gotta kinda ask me questions to find out about me, because I don't always just like express too much about myself. I don't know.
Well, that's
perfect. I don't know how to.
You don't know how to.
Like, you got to throw questions at me to get anything out of me.
All right, well, yeah. Go ahead and do
so that. So go ahead and throw the questions, because okay. I'm in this hot seat.
Hot seat. Before we get into it, I always do the highlights and my current favorites. So let's start with the highlight of the week. I'll go first. Yeah. And mine is finally recording these segments, because we've been talking about it for a minute, and we're finally doing it. So I'm super excited.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's also a highlight of mine as well. I was excited this whole week. What's today?
Today's Wednesday.
So yeah, like ever since like Sunday, I've been excited.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is definitely a highlight for me this week.
And now we're here. So what's your current favorite?
My current favorite is something that I would have to say The Office.
Really?
Like I said, like really, I started watching, like rewatching from season one, The Office. And the shit is just funny.
So good.
It's so funny. Like, the facial expressions, just like, yeah.
Well, how far are you in it right now?
I think right now I'm on episode 8. But I also...
Season one?
Yeah, season one. Okay. I've been using The Office as background noise as well, like when I'm like working. So I can just look up and laugh.
Are you randomly working and just ha-ha?
Yeah, exactly. No, that's how I am. Like, the basketball scene. Hilarious when they play basketball.
That is in season one.
The other, I think season one or, well, of course season one, but episode one or two, when they put the Jell-O in a staple. I mean.
Yeah, the staple and the Jell-O.
Hilarious.
So good. Hilarious. Okay. I actually reminded him to watch The Office. Last week?
Yeah, it was last week.
I asked him if he liked The Office, and I was surprised. I honestly didn't expect that she would.
Yeah, I'm like, everybody should like The Office.
Right? But you'd be surprised. There's a lot of people that actually don't, and I immediately think they're, like, something happened to them as a kid. Like, who are you? Like, why don't you like this show?
The Office is definitely...
It's a, like, specific kind of classic. Humor.
Yeah, 100%.
That's why I wanted to find out if you liked it
or not. Not everybody can relate to The Office.
They can't.
I feel like if you can't relate to The Office, or you don't laugh at it, or you just don't watch it, you're just a weird person.
Here's my theory. The people that, like, I have friends that don't like The Office, and we're cool, but, like, when I really try to get to know somebody, it's clear as day when they don't like The Office, because I feel like it's, like you said, it's a specific kind of humor, and that makes me think, okay, then you might not think some of my jokes are funny, or you might not think I'm funny, because that's my kind of humor.
Because of sarcasm.
Dry humor, crude humor, you know?
I'm the same way, yeah.
Cool, I'm glad you love it. 100%. That makes my heart happy.
Yeah.
All right, so how did we meet, Jael? You tell them how we met.
How did we meet? Obviously, Instagram, social media is how we met.
Yes, it's way too.
A reel of mine, that's how we met. Yes. You know, one of the reels went viral. And, yeah, that's how we connected, to be honest.
So he had posted this book, Untethered...
Was it Untethered Soul?
Souls, yes.
Oh, I did post that book in one of the reels.
I think that's when I reached... No. You had posted it on your story. So I followed JL because of his reel. He had a reel go viral. And I was like, ooh. And I followed. And then you had posted something. I don't remember even what you
were talking. It was a book list, because everybody was asking me about, like, book lists. Like, when that reel went viral, and then I posted another one, that went viral. And then everybody's like, okay, this guy's reading books. Like, I want to, like, get into books this year. So I had, like, a lot of DMs, like, people asking me, like, hey, send me a book list. What's your favorite books? This, that, and third. So I was like, I'm just going to, like, instead of me trying to respond to everybody, because at the time I had, like, over, like, 60 message requests, and it just kept going up. And I'm just like, dude, I cannot respond to all these people. So I just decided to make a story, like, with my top 5 books, like, books that actually helped me get to, like, where I am right now. So I think when I posted that, that's how we, like, of course, connected. I think we was already following each other.
I've followed.
It was already following each other, and then, we just started talking in the DMs, and
That's where the magic happened.
Here we are.
And then that inspired the podcast, because we started talking about the books, and then I mentioned that I considered doing a book club, and you said that'd be something that you'd be interested in. Well, you also mentioned you wanted to collaborate.
Yeah, because, you talked about the book club, and then I was just, like, mind blown. I'm like, damn, that's crazy, because I've been talking about, like, starting a book club for the longest. I got, like, bloopers in my phone of me, like, recording myself, like, talking about, like, introducing myself, introducing, like, what the book club is going to be about. And,
so, and now, like, it's just happening.
Yeah, it just happened, like, the way that we, like, connected and stuff like that,
It's definitely, like, what did you say? Divine.
Divine. Divine connection.
Divine connection, for sure.
Go ahead and do
So go ahead and throw the questions, because I'm in his hot,
hot seat. Yeah, hot seat.
Okay. Tricky question, maybe. Uh-oh. You could describe yourself with 3 words.
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, that's easy. I'd have to think about that, but go ahead.
Describe myself in 3 words. I would say that I'm a very balanced guy. proactive.
And what do you mean by that?
As far as proactive, I feel like that in my physical life, just kind of being proactive as far as, like, meditating, working out, just being proactive in my daily life, pretty much. Okay. Yeah, my physical life, daily life. And the last one, I would say that I am a very reliable source.
Yeah.
Reliable type of person.
Okay.
I honestly can go, like, down a long list. 3 is, I think that's a good 3.
Okay.
That's a good 3.
And then hopping off of the balanced, so your life motto is, what is it, stay birthed? Balanced and grounded.
Balanced and grounded. Yeah, stay balanced and
grounded.
Tell
me about that, what that means to you.
Stay balanced and grounded. I feel like it's important to me because, I mean, everybody go through a stage where they just, like, their life is just all over the place. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm really big on personal development. So once I got to a place in life, which I'm at now, where I am just, like, unfazed by anything, like, I'm 100% just balanced, and, like, I got that state of mind, like, stay balanced, stay grounded. So, like, if anything, like, whatever life throws at me, and I'm like, oh, this is gonna throw me off balance, I, like, mentally, like, see myself just, like, sitting on something to stay balanced, you know what I mean? So, to me, it's just, like, one of those things that I just, like, really just mentally see myself either staying balanced or grounded.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah. So it means a lot because it helps me, you know, progress through life and just kind of really just take everything with a grain of salt, you know, and not really. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. And what do you think people, maybe from the outside and even people within your life, what do you think people misunderstand about you?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's my favorite thing to hear, by the way. That I asked a good question.
Yeah, that's a good one, people. Yeah, I usually have a response for everything. I feel like what people misunderstand about me is the simple fact that I do enjoy company, but I also like my space.
Okay.
So I feel that...
I feel like that goes with the balanced.
Yeah. And it helps me stay balanced. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, other people's energies can sometimes...
Draining.
Yeah, 100% draining. So I feel like, you know, some people may think, oh, well, this guy doesn't want to be bothered with anybody. But mm-hmm. I really do enjoy people. Like, I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy collaborating. It's just that I'm also, like, I enjoy myself a lot.
I'll say that's something I was nervous about when I met you. Like in person, I was like, oh my God, because I don't shut up. I talk a lot. So I was like, oh my God, he's going to meet me and I'm going to be the only one talking. It's going to be like I'm talking to a wall because he seems so zen. We've, you know, figured that out. He's very zen. I'm very, So I like that you know, like you said, balance.
Yeah. That's okay. Another thing too. I feel like a lot of people, everybody I meet, they like say, man, you're so like zenful. So it's like they have their perception, like he's just a listener.
Yeah, but no, you know, he like equally listens like and talks. Yeah. And you engage, like you start the con. I love that.
Yeah, definitely.
Because sometimes I feel personally, and I was just talking about this with a friend, I feel like I'm always carrying the conversation from my outings. Like if I'm in a group setting, I'm always the one like making sure it never gets silent. So it's nice to like meet people who actually can reciprocate that energy, you know? Yeah. Okie dokie. So... some favorites. What is your favorite, since we're doing a book club, what's the most favorite book that you've read?
Oh, man. My most favorite book, there's actually two, and I think they're my most favorite just because of the time that I was in, you know, when I first got these books.
Right.
Is Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle.
I haven't read it. It's that blue cover.
Green, yeah, the blue cover, yellow. Blue. Yeah. Look like a painting or something. Yes. And then a second one is Secrets of a Millionaire Mind by T. Harv.
Read that one either.
Yeah, so those two, like, just like I said, the time that those books came to me, especially The Power of Now, like, that helped me. Like, I still, like, in my head, like, reference that book and like certain quotes and stuff like that from that book. Amazing book. And it's like a book you can always pick up because it helps you like stay focused and really stay balanced and grounded, to be honest. Like, whatever you're going through, like, that book helps you just focus on what's going on like right now.
Is it like the kind of book you can just open up a random chapter and it resonates?
Yeah, and I actually have, I'm like really big on post-it notes. Anybody who comes to my house, they will see post-it notes everywhere. I got a ton on my island. I got some on my refrigerator. Got some in a drawer. Like, you open a drawer, you open a cabinet, post-it notes.
Like, notes from your book or just, like, personal quotes?
Personal quotes and stuff like that. So, like, and where I was going with that is, like, inside of my book, there's a ton of post-it notes. Like, if anybody picked up my book, they'll see, like, they'll flip through and it's just, like, a whole bunch of, like, post-it notes. But... yeah, that's one of the books where I think in that one I actually drew in it and stuff like that and underlined and stuff, but yeah.
Okay, cool. And so I know one of your hobbies is reading, but what else are you doing in your free time? Like, what else would you consider a hobby?
I actually got into golfing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so, I was not like expecting random, that. That's so random. When?
So I had a, like, during work I met a guy and him and his buddies, like, these guys are like, they own companies. Like, that's what they do. They golf.
Yeah.
So I'm like, he invited me out to go golfing one time. And I just really enjoyed it. Of course, green grass everywhere, outside, it's quiet. And it's just a good time. And I was like, man, I really enjoy it. So I ended up buying golf clubs. And I'm like, dude, I'm about to just like start going to the golf range and just hitting some golf balls.
That's wild.
So it's actually pretty fun. And
I could see that though.
Yeah. I got some videos.
Oh, I want to see later. Yeah.
Nah, but I think it's cool because I like golf because it's kind of like chess. I like to play chess as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, like with golf, it's like a strategic sport. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to, like, whenever you hit the golf ball, you got the wind that you got to worry about. You got to worry about, like, the slope of the grass and just a lot. So, Yeah.
I took off my junior or my third year technically in college. I almost didn't pass, but I got like a B. I was no good though. It's actually hard. Posture and the,
it's a lot.
That people don't think about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, you did say you like to go to Topgolf, right? Or no?
I haven't been to Topgolf, but there is a place out in Norcross that's kind of like that.
Is it similar?
Yeah, okay. Similar to it. And you get like a ton of balls. It's a good time.
Cool. Alrighty. And what is one goal for this year? Since we're still kind of early in the year.
Yeah, I would say one goal for this year is.
Let's hear three goals. Why not?
Okay, three goals for this. I would say, yeah, I want to be consistent with content. Like, for sure. Instagram content, like this type of content. I just want to be like consistent with content, because when I first started this year, I'm like, man, like, honestly feel like this year I am going to make a lot of content. Like, I don't even know what like possessed me to even say, hey, I want to start making content.
Did you just start this year?
Yeah, I just started this year, to be honest. Yeah. And yeah, I made tremendous like progress so far, which is crazy.
Yeah, he's like within a month.
Yeah, like it's just been crazy. So it's nice to see that, because I'm really big on personal development, like I said, and I love to see growth. So like to see like social media growth, which like who cares about it? You know, people say who cares about it? You know, but it's actually pretty interesting to like see my page grow and then also like connect with people. I think that's the most important thing.
Like, I think that's what people don't understand. It's not about the follower counts. Like, you're building your own mini community, you know. You mean people, great people.
Exactly. Seriously, like, yeah, I wouldn't even met you if I wouldn't have made content. If I would have kept everything simple, I wouldn't have met you. We wouldn't be here, you know. So
making the magic happen.
Yeah, so that's definitely one goal of mine. Okay. The second goal I would say is I think by the end of this year, because I'm in construction, but I would like to be doing my own thing as far as like development, like building homes, building townhomes, condos and stuff like that. So I've taken the initiative and I've got into an association, Home Builders Association of like Georgia, and just kind of like putting myself in front of people I need to be in front of. So hopefully I have met like some really good people so far. So we'll see where it goes with that. So hopefully some good things happen by the end of the year. And I would say the third goal for me is to I just want to continue growing more, like mentally, physically. Yeah, I just want to continue seeing myself grow. And that's another reason why I started the content too, because I'm like, this year I want to like actually see myself grow. Like, I want to be able to go back, look at videos. I want to be able to go back, listen to podcasts. And just like, that's why I'm like just staying consistent with recording my daily life, so I can go back and look at it. Good. So yeah, I would say those are my three goals this year.
Those are solid. Well, like you said, you've said it before, this is going to be your year.
Yeah, it is.
And you're taking all the steps. Oh, look at that confidence.
No, I did say that. Yeah, yeah. I'm big on like what I said. Yeah. So yeah, I did say that.
The law of assumption. It
is. The law of assumption, yeah.
Okay, so this is a little surprise that I was going to do.
Uh-oh.
So, there's a list of questions, and I thought it'd be fun for you to pick a number, and then we just pick that question. Oh, and that way it's not, like, you know, super planned out. It's on the spot.
Okay.
There's 50 questions, so you could pick a number from 1 to 50. Unless I hate the question, then I am going to pick another one.
Oh, dang. Okay.
So, 1 to 50. Pick a number.
Say 45. That was the first one.
Oh, yeah. I was that.
In sync.
Okay. Okay. So... okay, so you already mentioned what you do for a living, but what occupation other than your own would you like to try?
Building, I would say. Like, what I want to be, what I'm aspiring to be as a builder. So, like, I want to get to that point.
And was that what you wanted to be when you were a kid? Or, like, what was your aspirations?
Yeah, I feel like as a kid, you know, like, I look back at my life and I'll just be like, dang, like, everything that has happened in my life was always meant to happen. Like,
yeah.
I used to, like, when I would get bored, I would ask my mom to, like, go buy, like, construction paper from the Family Dollar, something like that, and glue and sticks. And I would, like, build houses out of that. And I'll just literally be in my room just building houses out of construction paper. And my little sister would come in and then she'll start building like little stick houses and construction paper houses with me and all that
stuff. You manifested your future.
Yeah. So
since a youngin.
Yeah. 100%. It's crazy. You look back and things just kind of work out.
Work out. I'll pick another number.
9.
Okay. What is a funny story your family tells about you that you'd like to share? If they do.
Oh, man. There was one time here at the park.
Here in Georgia?
Not here in Georgia. It's in my mind. That's why I just took myself
right
there.
Right, right.
But at the park, we was just, I don't know what happened. I don't know if I was trying to hit a backflip on a swing.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I told my mom to push me, mm-hmm. went so high, and I just thought in my head that I could actually hit a backflip off this swing if she just pushed me so high.
Mm-hmm.
So I attempted to do that
mm-hmm.
and face planted.
Oh, no.
Literally landed. You know the you know the little, have you ever seen Ridiculousness?
Mm-hmm.
Like they little logo thing mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. that was how I was. That's how I was. So.
Were you okay?
I was totally. I was okay. My mom laughed. Everybody laughed. And I just got up. My face like, was like it red. Didn't I was in pain.
Oh, no.
Trying to laugh it off. Yeah, I am.
That's a good question. Okay, tell us your sign and what you think that says about you. If you think it actually correlates with, like, your personality.
Well, I'm a Taurus. Big rep of the Taurus.
Yes.
Like a superior Taurus.
Okay.
And I feel like it does, like, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
and how so?
You know, us Tauruses are very stubborn.
Yeah.
I am stubborn, like, not gonna lie, it's my way or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also very balanced. I love nature. I love earth. I'm an earth sign, so, like, I love being mm-hmm. out in nature. And also, like, I'm very patient. I can be very, extremely patient. And also shy.
Do you think that's a good thing that you're patient?
And I do think that is a good thing in some areas of my life.
Do you feel like people take advantage of that?
Mm-mm.
No?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think I've had anybody, like, take advantage of me.
Must be nice.
I think it's also, I don't let anybody take advantage of me, too. Like, I feel like I'm very aware of a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very aware.
Okay.
Beyond my nature.
Mm-hmm.
Number
23. Ooh, this is a good one. If you won $10 million tomorrow, what would you spend it on?
$10 million, what would I spend it on? I would buy land and build houses.
Oh, that's seriously. On brand.
Yeah, I would buy and build and build and build until I can't build no more, honestly. Take over somewhere. Maybe go to, like, Las Vegas, build there. Arizona is really popping. Probably go to Arizona, build there. And also, I would take a trip. I would buy an island and, like, develop a little island for myself.
What would you name your island?
That's a good question. That's a really good question.
Mm-hmm.
B&G.
B&G?
The Balance and Grind. Yeah. I need to start just, like, branding this and putting it on a t-shirt and stuff like that.
B&G.
Yeah. That's would definitely good. Do that. Yeah,
that's actually 100%. A really nice answer. Okay. Another number, my friend.
Oh, another number. 18.
18. Did we do that one yet? What was your favorite subject in school?
English.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
The backstory. So I used to really struggle with English.
How so?
Like really bad. Like I was actually in like one of those classes
remedial?
Where yeah.
Oh.
So like I used to like
no
the way I used
anybody.
To write. Yeah, no offense.
No offense.
But I used to write. I used to have issues with like writing. Like I wouldn't write on the line. I used to get in trouble with my dad about like whenever I did my homework or mm-hmm. and my big brother like laugh at me.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I try to like write my name, I would write under the line.
Oh wow.
And it was, I mean, I was young, you know what I'm saying? Like whatever the case may be, but that I had an issue with. And then I also like as I would write words, they would be it'd be a huge space between like this word and that word.
Oh, sad.
And I was just like what is going on?
Right.
So yeah. I got into a class where like, you know, the teacher like helped me. And I just feel like all of my English teachers were very just like nice
mm-hmm.
like they wanted to see me succeed and I just got really good at English because it was just one of those like subjects that I had like an issue with and
mm-hmm.
I'm like no like I'm about to be really good so like
yeah
and my mom used to write poetry and stuff like that so like I grew up around like literature
mm-hmm.
so you know once I got better at writing I started writing poetry and all that type of stuff so yeah English is definitely
wait you wrote poetry
yeah
love that
yeah
okay.
I definitely write poetry I haven't wrote poetry in a long time
mm-hmm.
but I can really write poetry like mm-hmm. I really can but I just haven't picked up the pen and paper to actually sit down
and do
write
that.
It but Yeah, I think I'm phenomenal at writing poetry.
Yeah, we 100%. Love the confidence.
Yeah, I'm phenomenal at writing poetry. Cool. Very good with my words. So, yeah, that's definitely my favorite. I do also enjoy history a lot.
Mm-hmm.
History was definitely one of my favorites as well. But, like, you know, the history in high school and the history in school is, like, not history.
Right.
Like, there's so much out here. And, of course, like, I like it so much that I explored other things that I didn't learn in high school or any school, elementary school, you know?
Cool.
So, yeah.
Very cool. All right. Where do you think you'll be? This isn't even one of the questions on here. I'm curious. Where do you think you'll be in 5 years? Like, how do you envision yourself?
5 years? How old am I?
I don't know. You're 27? 20?
At 5 years, I envision myself building houses, building apartments, building. Yeah, building is definitely, I see myself doing that. I see me, like, traveling,
mm-hmm.
having my businesses just flourishing and networking with a lot of people here in Atlanta and just really enjoying life. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be, in 5 years, I want to be in a place where I'm just, like, 100% content with the way things happen, the way things, like, turned out, the way things are moving. Because I'm very reflective. So in 5 years, mm-hmm. I want to be able to reflect on, like, all of this, even a podcast,
mm-hmm.
and just be like, dang, like, I remember mm-hmm. when I first, like, we first started, you know, and look at us now. So, like, even with the podcast, like, I want this to be, like, a daily part of my life, you know, in the future. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm excited about
podcast, building, and traveling, and, mm-hmm. you know, social media.
What made you want to do a podcast?
I feel like what made me wanted to do a podcast, first of all, let's not even talk about the cosmic connection here that we got, but, you know, I feel like I got a voice that needs to be heard. I feel mm-hmm. like I am a very different, rare person. You just gotta, like, experience for yourself
mm-hmm.
to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the podcast is a way for people to, like, really know me. Because I don't say much, but there's a lot to know about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the podcast is, you know,
a little outlet to that. It is a good way to get to know you, actually.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about that. Mm-hmm. I think on the way here, I was like, he's so closed off. But I feel like the podcast, like, you really get to know who you are.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said travel. I didn't want to ask you that. You said you wanted to travel. What are some places that you hope to see someday that you haven't been to before?
I definitely want to go to Italy. Italy is, like, on the top
list. I just said that to you.
Yeah, yeah. Italy is on the top of my list. And I do want to, like, buy a home in Italy and all that type of stuff. So, like, that's definitely on the top list just because I do want to buy places there, more mm-hmm. than one home. So Italy, I want to see Italy. I want to, like, go to the Caribbean. I want to see Belize. I want to see Antigua. There's a lot of beautiful places out here. There's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that the list would continue growing, but those are definitely, you know, the Caribbean, different places in the Caribbean, and of course, Italy. And Canada has always been on my list.
Same. Yeah. I was made in Canada.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, dying to go. Yeah.
Anybody who knows me, they know, like, I speak about Canada all, and they're like, why Canada? Why Canada?
It's gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's,
I heard it's really gorgeous. Nice. Yeah. And then, beautiful. Like, I'm big on, like, the winter. Like, being mm-hmm. cold is, like, my thing.
Is it?
Yeah, being cold is my thing. So, yeah, it's the north. It's cold up there.
That's true. Okay. What would you, if you could give one word of advice to your younger self, what would you tell them?
To keep going. Yeah, I would tell myself to just keep going. You know what I mean? Like, there's been times where I just, like, man, dang, like, you know, you just mm-hmm. want to just stop. But there is that little voice inside of you, like, keep going. Like, I feel like my willpower is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely tell myself to just listen to yourself and trust yourself as you go through these years. You know, you're going to definitely face a lot of different obstacles, and you got the strength to get through them. So take the lessons and keep going, to be mm-hmm. honest. That's what I would tell myself.
Yeah.
All right, and this is my last question for you, J.O.
Uh-oh.
It's not that crazy, but what are you looking forward to within this podcast?
I am looking forward to, like I said, really connecting with people. I hope that we both are able to, like, inspire more people. And it's not like we're trying to, like, build a fan base or like, oh, want to have fans. Because, you know, some mm-hmm. people do this for like fans and stuff like that. I honestly would like to just 100% create content where people can relate to, they can get feedback on. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's pretty much it. That's my goal with this podcast.
Well, I'm excited.
Yeah, what about you? That's a good question.
Me?
Yeah.
What am I looking forward to?
You've already been doing this, so like just
I've been
like
doing
this, year.
But the last, and they know, the last 2 years I've been inconsistent. But that's one of my goals for this year was to be consistent with content as well. I need to get back on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild because right when I wanted to start YouTube, my camera broke. But it's okay. It's okay because we're going to get
that?
Back to
Murphy's
it.
Law?
What's Murphy's Law?
It's like...
I've heard this before, but I don't know what it is.
It's like, I think it's like when you plan something and then boom.
Boom, something happens. That's my life, actually. Yeah, yeah, my life is Murphy's Law. But yeah, so I really wanted to, same thing. I want to be consistent this year because I feel like the last time I was consistent in seeing myself grow, because I want to consider this my career. But people don't get that this can be a career.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I want this to be my career. Like, I've always wanted this to be my career. And I feel like I haven't had that drive since, like, 2019. Like, I was doing the magazine. I started my podcast. I was doing YouTube, like, consistently. And I saw the results. And then 2020 happened. Not the greatest year. 2021 was, like, a healing from that bad year. And now I'm here. And I just feel like I'm at a point where I want to feel that. Like, I love that drive.
Yeah.
Like, that gets me going. Yeah. Like, excited to create content. So, that's definitely a goal of mine this year is to be consistent with the podcast, have my book come out, be consistent with the magazine. But as far as the podcast goes, I'm really grateful that, you know, that this happened because... In a way, I feel like having you as a co-host and like these segments is a way of holding me accountable,
mm-hmm.
which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we need that accountability. Yeah. And especially in those days where you don't feel like recording, you don't feel like making content, it helps having somebody be like, nah, we're doing this.
Exactly.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's good to have somebody hold you accountable. And then same, like I'm looking forward to having a little community. Doing a book club was something, like I said, I wanted to do for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting to finally have that happen and execute it.
But
I'm excited for this podcast.
Me too.
I'm excited for this segment. I'm excited for your perspective on a lot of things. Because although I've like touched on certain topics before, I think it'll be like amplified and even better now mm-hmm. that you're here, you know?
Yeah.
And we're planning on having guests, so I'm excited about that too.
Yeah.
And just seeing ourselves grow. Like I've told you, I believe in you and I'm excited to see myself grow as well.
That's amazing.
It'll be great.
Yeah. That's amazing. I like hearing it.
Look at well, look at us. Well, yeah, so okay, well that's JL.
Yeah.
So excited
Stay
to have
tuned.
You. Yes, but plug yourself so that people can find you.
Yes, my Instagram. That's pretty much all I got right now is Instagram.
I told him to get on TikTok, but he's not.
You know what? I did post 2 videos on TikTok. It's crazy. TikTok is... Okay, so I posted the most dumbest video on TikTok.
Like what?
The dumbest video.
Okay.
So I posted a video. I was back home visiting my family. I was in the car with my mom, and then my older sister was in her car in the front. And I had a piece of gum.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Mom, I wonder if I could throw this gum at the back of her car with a stick on her back window.
Okay.
So I did it. I made a TikTok of me rolling the gum up and then throwing it at her car, and it actually did land a stick on her back window.
So
yeah,
random.
And it like literally had like 10,000 plays, and I deleted it. I'm like, what the hell? So ever since I deleted that video, like my videos get like 20 views.
So I erased my old TikTok account. It's nowhere now. And I was so consistent because I was like, cool, TikTok's like all the rave.
Yeah.
That's what the cool kids are doing.
Yeah.
So I tried to be on it and I didn't get like, I'd get, I don't know, like 500, 600 views. Like I didn't have a lot of followers. And the most random video and the most embarrassing video is the one that like did really well.
Yeah.
It was like, do you watch SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Okay. It was literally me going, chocolates.
Oh my God.
And it was the one.
You are hilarious. I wish y'all would have seen her face when she was
like, oh my God, no, it was so bad. Like, it was some trend that people were doing. It was like the, I'm getting ripped tonight, RIP.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah,
they
no.
would like do a quote from a movie or a show. So I did, I'm getting ripped.
I think that's the thing about TikTok too. It's like, people get on TikTok to laugh. I mean, I get on TikTok to laugh. So I don't want, like, my content is like.
Oh yeah, you're very.
Very like.
Yeah, it's like.
Men's lifestyle,
and, yeah.
vlogs, kind of serious.
That's true.
So I'm not like a very. I'm funny and stuff. He's funny. Like, yeah, like with people, like,
yeah.
But as far as like being goofy and stuff, mm-hmm. in a public eye, right. No way. You gotta like be in my circle to see me being
to
goofy.
See that side of you guys.
So yeah, me getting on TikTok being goofy, mm-hmm. and, yeah. So I'll stick to Instagram. Also, I feel like with Instagram, it's a lot harder to. They always doing different stuff. It makes me so mad, but. I feel like it's harder to blow up on Instagram versus TikTok. Is. And I'm like, I like a challenge type. I'm a challenge type of guy. So I feel like.
And you're doing well.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I was pretty surprised.
Yeah. How did you. Okay. So I am curious. How did you feel when that reel. He had like one reel really blow up.
Yeah. Like so 500,000 plays.
Yeah. And, yeah.
And I still play.
You accumulated your views and it was like over 1 million total, mm-hmm. which is wild.
Yeah.
For you to only be doing this year, we're only 4 months in. So how did you feel when you started noticing that it was going?
To be honest, I didn't feel anything at all. I think.
What?
Yeah, I didn't feel anything at all, to be honest, because it just happened. And it happened fast, too.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept watching the views go up, like the plays. I think the plays I started noticing, once it hit like 5,000 plays, I was like, dang, like I'm at 5,000 plays, okay. And then I woke up like the next morning and checked my Instagram because I have so many notifications. Then it jumped up to like 15,000 plays, and then it just kept going up and up and up and up, and the likes and the follows, and it just mm-hmm. like wouldn't stop. I'm like, dang, people actually like this video.
Did you take that as like a sign, like, okay, I actually really do want to content create, like people like
nah, to be honest, I didn't even care about the view.
Really?
Yeah, I was not doing it. Like I said,
but prior to that, you already. Huh? Like, before it went viral, or, yeah, technically viral, you already had that instilled in you that you wanted to do content creating.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because, like I said, the reason for me to even make content, it wasn't even to go viral. It was really just for me, my own personal, mm-hmm. just to see myself grow personally. So I was like, right. I'm just going to make content and just document my life and just see how I progressed this year. Like, even my place. Like, I love my place, of course, mm-hmm. but... You know, even my plays, like the car I drive and all
that
stuff.
That's true. You could see, like, as your apartment's.
Yeah, yeah, I can see everything. That's why I don't care. People like, dang, everybody know, like, where you live. Or, like, everybody know your apartment. I'm like, look, I don't care because I won't be here forever. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's just a part of my life. So, yeah. Yeah, I was just doing it just to document my life, not even for the play. So, when it blew up, I'm like, oh, dang. Awesome.
Right.
Yeah, so.
That's good. Well, go ahead and plug your, because you still haven't done that. What's your username on Instagram so people can find you, since that's the only thing you're on, right?
Yes, now? My username is jdraker_, and Draker is spelled DRAEKR.
Solid.
And I said it again because people be like, what? Is it KER?
Oh, that's true. That's
so
true.
It's just J, not JAY, JDRAEKR mm-hmm. _.
And so, I'll make sure to tag you on Instagram, too.
Yeah, for sure.
That's usually how my listeners know that there's a new episode.
Yeah.
Through Instagram.
I'm excited.
Well, thank you so much, JL. I'm excited.
Me too.
To start this journey with you. 100%. And you all can look forward to more consistent episodes. You can't see us, but we're dancing right
now.
It'll be great. So thank you so much.
Yes.
And we will catch you guys on our, I guess, on our segments once we start. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Thank you, JL.
Goodbye.
Adios. Hasta la pasta. That's all she wrote.